Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for welcoming me into your home on this beautiful Friday morning for our edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're moving over to 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. On one of the occasions when David spared Saul's life, David promised that he would spare Saul's descendants. He had also promised Saul's son Jonathan that he would show loyalty to Jonathan's family. In today's reading, David wants to show kindness to Saul's family. He seeks out Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth, who is crippled, and David gives him the land that once belonged to his grandfather Saul. David promises to feed and care for him like one of his own sons. And today's saving word from God is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading. One day David asked, "Is there anyone left of Saul's family? If there is, I would like to show him kindness for Jonathan's sake." There was a servant of Saul's family named Ziba, and he was told to go to David. "Are you Ziba?" the king asked. "At your service, sir," he answered. The king asked him, "Is there anyone left of Saul's family to whom I can show loyalty and kindness, as I promised God I would?" Ziba answered, "There is still one of Saul's sons, and he is crippled." "Where is he?" the king asked. "At the home of Machir, son of Amiel and Lodbar," Ziba answered. So King David sent for him. When Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan and grandson of Saul, arrived, he bowed down before David in respect. David said, "Mephibosheth," and he answered, "At your service, sir." "Don't be afraid," David replied. "I will be kind to you for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will give you back all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always be welcome at my table." Mephibosheth bowed again and said, "I am no better than a dead dog, sir. Why would you be so good to me?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said, "I'm giving Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You, your sons, and your servants will farm the land for your master Saul's family and bring the harvest to provide food for them. But Mephibosheth himself will always be a guest at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. So Ziba answered, "I will do everything your majesty commands." So Mephibosheth ate at the king's table just like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah, and all the members of Ziba's family became servants of Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth, who was crippled in both feet, lived in Jerusalem, eating all his meals at the king's table. And today's key verse is 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3, where it says, "The king asked Ziba, 'Is there anyone left of Saul's family to whom I can show loyalty and kindness, as I promised God I would?'" You know, it's interesting that David honored Mephibosheth by giving him a place at his table. And all this was because of a promise that he had made a long time earlier, that he would show kindness to Saul's family, even after Saul had tried so hard to murder David to keep him from inheriting what God had anointed David to receive, and that would be the kingship of Israel. But David was true to his word, and so after all the dust had settled and he was settled down in his palace, you know, he said, "Is there anyone left?" And they said, "Yes, there is someone." And it turns out that this person, Mephibosheth, who was David's best friend, Jonathan's son, was crippled, which in that culture at that time would make him worthless. It was only because of his last name, you might say his family name, that he was being cared for at all. But now, because of a promise that David had made, this man was raised up out of the dirt, who had considered himself no better than a dead dog, And yet David allowed him to eat, invited him to eat at his table, just like one of his sons. You know, how can we honor God as we interact with his children, our fellow Christians around us? Can we show kindness in an effort to honor our God? Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for your steadfast faithfulness and love. Teach me to act in ways that are kind and loving to all those I encounter today. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. Join me Monday when we will be in Hosea chapter 1 verses 1 through chapter 2 verse 1, where the prophet Hosea is told to marry a unfaithful woman. Oh my goodness. And so I hope to see you on Sunday, and you, of course, are most welcome to join us in the services. And if you can't be at the chapel, then, of course, don't forget that you can join us on Facebook and on Zoom. And so until next time, beloved, may God richly bless you. May all of your prayers be answered, and may you grow in the grace that God has promised for you. Amen.